Welcome to the Path Podcast, where we will travel the lives of some bold women, from dreams to detours to destiny. She did not choose this path. This path chose her. This is the Path Podcast. Welcome back, Path listeners, to another episode of the Path Podcast. But your sister, your motivator, your confidence builder, the one who believes that purpose is bigger than obstacles. Well, Path listeners, I'm popping in doing another solo episode, bringing you an amazing story I just heard. You know, on the Path Podcast, we talk to bold women who have overcome obstacles, who have just gone through something in their life that made them start businesses, found their purpose and their authentic voice. And in sharing these stories, it is my hope and my prayer that you too will find yours, because you're no different. If you've gone through anything in your life that has challenged you, that you've struggled with, that has been devastating, and done the work to come through it, then I challenge you to sit back, if you haven't done it already, and ask, what did this thing come to teach me? What am I supposed to learn from it? What am I supposed to give from it? Because I do believe we are healed here to give, to serve, and to help others come through whatever it is that they're dealing with. It can be anything. And trust me, it's not always the most traumatic things, everyone. Sometimes it's in business. I can tell you with my experience with dealing with 3 layoffs and some other experiences I've had in these companies that I can take and say, what did I learn from it? What can I give from it? And maybe turn those things into something else with dealing with business or helping someone else. But I do believe, again, we all have a story. We have a story that is, we all have had experiences. We've had something that has impacted our lives. And if we are not moving in the lanes that we are supposed to be in, those things will reroute us back to it. So that's why I say, I challenge you to sit down and think about it. Journal it if you have to, if some of you love journaling, or just go take a walk and ask God, what is it that you're telling me I should be doing? What is it I love? I always love to say, go back to that young child and say, what is it that inspired me before life happened that was exciting to me? I can think of several people that I see some of their gifts and talents that they just do because it's things that they just love doing. And it comes second nature to them. So those things that are second nature to you, I'm not saying they're all there to be your business or be your passion to sell to the world or show other people, but why not? Why not? Oh, I know it's not easy. And I know when I say why not, there's a lot that comes behind all of that. But we have to look at the reasons or the things that's stopping us if we know there's a calling on our life, or we know there's something that I was born to do more than what I'm doing today. And whatever that thing is, it's killing you inside because you are not doing it. So let's talk about those reasons why you may not be doing it. Why are you not pursuing the things that is burning deep in your heart? The things that you've placed on the back burner, like I've done for many years. Because I tell everyone, I am a motivational speaker. I am an encourager. I am an inspirationalist. I will inspire you until you're tired of me. Because that's what I'm doing today here. And this comes natural to me. I love to see everyone win at life. And I know we all can. I'm not to the place where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. And I am building to get where I want to be, because it takes a step. It's a step by step by step process. And let me tell you, it doesn't happen overnight sometimes for some of us. And for the ones that it did happen to, kudos to you, because look, we celebrate everybody's win because we all win at life. I'm going to celebrate the wins I take, because if I make that first step, I'll take the second step. I just did a website. Go to it, Bolden, BOLDEN.com. And if you are looking for a speaker for your event, your conference, your church, I work with divorced women. I work with women in general who is trying to get to that very next step, who wants to be bold enough to make those moves in her life. I'm doing the work so I can inspire everyone with the gifts I have. I am ready to take this thing on and go to the very next level. And I want to give credit to all of my village that's helped me along the way. I'm in a core group of young ladies that we all sit and we help each other out in ways that we need to and encourage each other. We try to support each other. So shout out to all of them. And also I joined a program again with one of my past guests. That's what I love about this podcast because I connect with great people. Her name is Katie Graham. She was in an episode where we were just building self-confidence. And she also had a program that she was about to present. And I joined it called Mapping the Journey. And it is exactly what it's saying. It's mapping your journey of the things that you are looking for in your life to help you get to that next level. Great program. I suggest it to everyone out there. Katie is a great coach. She will help coach you along the way and connect with her. I will have her information in the show notes because it's helped me because I thought building a website was the hardest thing in the world to do. But with Katie's guidance, it helped me along the way, as well as that my core group of friends who have inspired, corrected, told me to change this, and are not afraid to tell me the truth. You have to have that core group. I will put all of their information as well in these show notes because that's what we do. We share and we shout each other out because we want everybody to win at what they are called to do. The same way I want you, Path listeners, to win at what you are called to do. We don't need to look at the sister to your left or to your right. We only need to be looking at what it is that we are purposed here to do. Because when you look to your left or right, you're comparing, you're saying where you are, where you should be, instead of saying, okay, this is where I am today. And in order for me to get to the next step, this is what I need to do in order for me to move forward into that thing that I'm called to do. When I built that website, that was just a big relief. But that doesn't stop. Now I got the website. Okay, Arlene, what are you going to do with it? I was thankful to have two speaking engagements that came right after that, and they were wonderful. But now Arlene has to hit the beat, and I'm trying to get to that next level to get even more, get more paid speaking events. And I will definitely get that. I'm going to put it out there in the atmosphere, and I'm trusting God to do the parts that he's gifted me here to do. The same way I'm encouraging you, I have to be encouraged myself, guys. And trust me, sometimes it's not easy, but I will sit here and do what I am called to do because it's natural to me, because it's something I love. It is my goal to see every woman win at life, to win at her joy, her peace, her authentic voice. One thing I love to say, I've said it in a few podcasts, that my crown is not complete until every woman wears her crown proudly. Yes, even wearing that crown proudly after disappointment, after pain, after a lot of the things that we have gone through in our lives, because the answers are already within you. You just have to dig and dig until you pull it out from under the bad that has happened to you, from under the wrong things that's been done to you, from under the bad things that's been said to you. I just recently heard a quote. It's from the young lady whose story I kind of wanted to share, but her quote reads, "I am so much more than the bad things that's happened to me," by Jane Markowski, also known by Nightbird when she was performing. She's a singer. This young lady's story touched me so deeply. She was a guest on America's Got Talent. And as we all know, America's Got Talent has all types of performances that come out. wonderful performances. This young lady auditioned, and when she came out, she sang one of her original songs, she said, and the title of it is It's Okay. What is so powerful about this young lady's testimony and her story is at the time, it was in 2021, she was battling cancer. And battling cancer, she said, she wrote the song, It's Okay. And at the time they asked her, how was she doing? She said, currently they found cancer in her lungs, her spine, and her liver. And so they asked, so you're not really okay? She kind of agreed and said, yes, but I'm okay. Well, this young lady's performance left the judges in tears, and they said that she was one of the most authentic guests that they've had on the show, and one of course, I'm sure, but she touched everyone so deeply by the authenticity she showed, and just hearing her story, you just would have empathy for her because she was so tiny and frail looking, but her presence was huge. Her words were powerful and her song was beautiful. And let me tell you, when we hear these stories, like you hear on the Path Podcast, these are stories that should inspire us. You put yourself in that person's place, even if you had not gone through what they've gone through, and you hear these lady stories, even on here, it should make you sit here and say, okay, I thank God I did not deal with that. Or thankfully I didn't lose my mother like my last guest who lost her mother at 18, but it turned it into her starting a business to teach her young daughter about finances because she was at 18 financially trying to get her footing being a young lady herself. So that brought something great out of such a bad situation. And with this young lady that was on America's Got Talent, this young lady sang this song that touched everyone. And she also made a statement. She said, I have a 2% chance of survival, but 2% is not 0%. By the time she said that, I think I had tears falling from my face. She said, 2% is something, and I wish people knew how amazing it is. The only words I knew to say was wow. The strength of this young lady was powerful and inspirational. You listening to this today, has a doctor given you a percent chance of living? You are not dealing with some of the things that this young lady has dealt with. I'm not dealing, thank God, what this beautiful young lady has dealt with. What is stopping us from doing the things that we are called to do, to impact the world, to change someone's life like this young lady has done? In that short performance, this young lady, Nightbird, was introduced to the world. I will put a link to her performance as well as the other performance that made me to find out who Nightbird was, because I was so intrigued by the performance from another group that she impacted all the way from South Africa. That is who made a tribute to her based off of her song, It's Okay. And this group from South Africa said they performed it because it gave them hope with some of the things that they've gone through in their lives. And when I heard them sing it, it made me to say, okay, who is this Nightbird? Who is this person that made Simon Cowell cry and impacted everybody? I thought she was one of the judges that was on the show that Simon and all the rest, the other judges knew very well. But later found out she was one of the performers. And yes, she got the golden buzzer, if you know the show very well. And she was able to go on to be a finalist, to be a part of the show, but eventually had to come out of it due to her illness. And from then on, I had to find out more about this young lady. If you go to her page, you will see where they said, if this is her story, where she was writing ever since the age of 6, and then how she moved to Nashville in 2015, and she then took later on a sabbatical from writing and performing, because 2 years later, she was then diagnosed with breast cancer. She then went on and went into remission in 2018 and soon after hit the studio to record one of her singles, Girl in a Bubble. And she said she did that to, it's a nod to the alien experience of illness. The song was released in the spring of 2019, and that year she opened for Grammy Award-winning artist Tori Kelly in the same arena on her college campus that she was never quite good enough to reach before. Wow. She also said that this was the resurrection of her dream for herself. It felt like a wink from God saying, "You're good enough to do this, kid." But then she said soon after that, her cancer came back. Unfortunately, during that time, she was giving a 3 to 6 month life expectancy, as well as during the global pandemic, she went through a divorce. This lady's story is so powerful. She later took a leap of faith and moved to a clinic in Southern California. While there, she started recording new music. She says she swore to herself that she would write the songs that people needed to hear to get through those tough times. And that's what she did. Her single, It's Okay, is again what she sung on America's Got Talent. Wow, this lady's story is so powerful. And I regret to have to add that this young lady transitioned over on February 19th, 2022, at the young age of 31. And not without inspiring the world, not without coming to do what she was purposed to do. But it's so devastating, I have to admit. And I don't want to share it all. I know I've said a lot. I love to say it's not my story to tell. I wish this young lady could be here to tell her own story, but her music lives on. I'm sure her family that's probably managing her website and everything is still sharing her story, because her story just powerful. If you look at it, it's still inspiring the world, even though she's not physically here, but her spirit lives on again for the world to capture what she left behind. And we're so thankful and grateful to Nightbird for that and to her family. Now, my question to you out there, Path listeners, and to myself again, as I hear stories, is when we hear the story, what does it do for you? Does it raise up something in you to say, I have to go out and do that thing that's burning inside me? The same way Nightbird started writing again. Yes, it came out of purpose. It came out of her love for it. But what is it that's in you today that you're here to do? You may not have, and I hope you don't have, a diagnosis or anything else that's happened for you to still have to make that decision. What is it that you're called to do? What is it that gives you joy? What is that one thing that you feel like it doesn't take effort for you to do it like it would take for me to do? Stop putting these gifts and talents on the back burner. Another thing I want us to get out of this young lady's story again, as well as every story that we tell on this podcast, is for you to have a sense of gratitude. Even if you feel like you're not called to do something else, that you're already doing something great, you have a great career already, you're doing wonderful things, but some of us still don't live in a spirit of gratitude because of something else that we've gone through. And we may have gone through a bad breakup or bad divorce, which are still, you know, horrible things that's happened. But when you hear this young lady's story, it should also put a sense of gratitude in us to say, well, at least I'm healthy. At least I have my strength. No, it doesn't take away the pain you may feel from the bad breakup or a bad divorce. There are some things we have to sometimes turn it around. You have to turn it around and say, but this is good. Because you know what? That helps you to deal with the bad breakup, the bad divorce. Again, when I always tell everybody, when I went through my divorce, I always say my daughter came out of it. That was the beautiful parts of it that blessed me. And I could also now later on look at the wonderful things that I did not have to go through that some people went through. I was able to turn those things. I was able to see the things that was good in my life. And that's what you have to do if you're dealing with things or situations that are bad, or if it's a loss of a job, or if it's you need to make a career shift. Still, while those things are happening, still look at the things that are good to keep you motivated so you can be open to the things that need to come inside to say, huh, but I love doing this here. This is something that gives me joy. Or like me, I have a beautiful young lady. She's healthy. That's something that should give all of us joy. If you have kids and your family, if you have your mother and father still, that's something to be thankful for. You have a breath in your body and you don't have pain or you're not going to a doctor. That's something to be thankful for. But write down the things that you're grateful for and see if that doesn't start to help inspire you as you still work to heal from all the things that you may be dealing with currently. It starts with gratitude. Everything changes. It starts with the mind, everybody. Everything starts with the mind. You start with the mind, you make a decision, and you move forward. I'm a big believer what goes down must come up. But you know what? You have to do the work to make sure it comes back up. The same way life is continuously flowing, that is the same way anything that we go through in our lives, we have to deal with it that way. If we don't continuously flow like water going down the streams of a river, we will get stuck. We'll get stuck with all the debris, all the issues, all of the junk, and we'll never go forward. And once you just kind of like just squeeze through some of those rocks, you'll see it's something beautiful. It's a spring of just fresh water flowing. So it's a spring of fresh renewing in you, new ideas, a new love, maybe a new career, a new business partner, a new business idea. There's so much out there that we can think of. And it's even the new of finding your voice, your true authentic voice. Because if we stop pretending to be someone else that we're truly not, then maybe we can walk into the things that we're called to walk into. Just like Tabitha Brown talked about that many times where she tried to change her voice being from North Carolina. But now she has found her true authentic voice. And look at her today. I love these stories. I could go on and on past listeners, but for sake of time, I'm going to end the show. One thing I want to say is the story of Nightbird and the ladies that come on the Path podcast, we all share a picture of the human spirit and the triumph of the human spirit. Well, Path listeners, for sake of time, I will end the show. And I want to read something that Nightbird said. She said it restored her faith in humanity to see a lot of people come together. Just over the fact that we all hurt, we all suffer, and we all have the potential to overcome. The last quote I will share from Nightbird that touched me to my core was, because I know it to be true, she said, "You can't wait for life. For when life isn't hard anymore, before you decide to be happy." You can't wait for life, for when life isn't hard anymore, for you to be happy. Path listeners, I hope you were inspired, and I hope this inspires you to make a decision, move forward boldly into the thing that you're called to do. Even if it's just to find joy and happiness in your life, in where you are today. No matter what your age is, you should never stop growing. And you should never stop learning. Remember, my crown is not complete until every woman wears her crown proudly. Until next time, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for hanging with us. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other platforms so you can stay up on our bi-weekly Real conversations with these bold women. You can follow The Path Podcast on Facebook at The Path Podcast and on Instagram and Twitter at @The_Path_podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on the show or have questions for a future show, you can email us at thepath4ward@gmail.com. That's thepathforward@gmail.com. And if you're looking for a speaker or you're in need of a life coach, please reach out to me again at thepathforward@gmail.com or at ackorleh@gmail.com. Thank you. Until next time.